Sophie's smart car tore through the diplomatic quarter, weaving past embassies and consulates, finally racing out a side street and taking a right turn onto the massive thoroughfare of Champs-Élysées. Langdon sat white-knuckled in the passenger seat, twisted backwards, scanning behind them for any signs of the police. Behind the wheel, Sophie was fishing in her sweater pocket. She removed a small metal object and held it out for him.
"Robert, you'd better have a look at this. This is what my grandfather left me behind Madonna of the Rocks."
Feeling a shiver of anticipation, Langdon took the object and examined it.
"It's a laser-cut key," Sophie told him. "The hexagons are read by an electric eye."
"A key?"
Langdon had never seen anything like it.
"Look at the other side," she said.
When Langdon turned the key, he felt his jaw drop. There, intricately embossed on the center of the cross, was a stylized fleur-de-lis with the initials P.S.
"Sophie," he said, "this is the seal I told you about, the official device of the Priory of Sion."
She nodded.
"As I told you, I saw the key a long time ago. He told me never to speak of it again. He also told me the key opened a box where he kept many secrets."
Langdon felt a chill to imagine what kind of secrets a man like Jacques Saunier might keep. What an ancient brotherhood was doing with a futuristic key, Langdon had no idea.
"Do you know what it opens?"
Sophie looked disappointed.
"I was hoping you knew."
Langdon remained silent as he turned the cruciform in his hand, examining it.
"It looks Christian," Sophie pressed.
Langdon was not so sure about that. The head of this key was not the traditional long-stemmed Christian cross, but rather was a square cross, with four arms of equal length, which predated Christianity by 1,500 years.
"It doesn't make sense," he said.
"Which part?"
"That your grandfather would go to so much trouble to give you a key that you wouldn't know what to do with."
"I agree."
Langdon angled the key to the light and looked at the smooth surface on the broad arm of the crucifix. It seemed to shimmer in places, like it was wet. "Do you still have the black light?" Sophie took a hand off the wheel, reached in her pocket, and produced the UV penlight. Langdon took it and switched it on, shining the beam on the back of the key. The back luminesced purple instantly. There was writing there, in penmanship that was hurried, but legible. Langdon read the purple writing on the back of the key. 24 Rue Haxo.
"An address," Sophie exclaimed. "My grandfather wrote down an address."
"Where is this?" Langdon asked.
"It's out near the stadium on the western outskirts of Paris,"
Sophie said as she checked her rearview mirror and was glad to see no one following. As she drove, Sophie's mind filled again with the images of the secret ritual she had witnessed in the basement grotto 10 years ago, and she heaved a long sigh.
"Robert, I have a lot of things to tell you."
She paused, locking eyes with him as the car raced westward.
"But first, I want you to tell me everything you know about this Priory of Sion."
A driver collected Bishop Aringarosa from Leonardo da Vinci International Airport. Aringarosa climbed into the back seat and settled in for the long drive to Castel Gandolfo. It would be the same ride he had taken 5 months ago.
"Last year's trip to Rome," he sighed. "The longest night of his life."
Now, seated in the Fiat, Bishop Aringarosa realized his fists were clenched just thinking about that first meeting. He released his grip and forced a slow inhalation, relaxing his muscles.
"Everything will be fine," he told himself as the Fiat wound higher into the mountains.
Still, he wished his cell phone would ring.
"Why hasn't the teacher called me? Silas should have the keystone by now."
"The Priory of Sion," Langdon began, "was founded in Jerusalem in 1099 by a French king named Godefroy de Bouillon, immediately after he had conquered the city. King Godefroy was allegedly the possessor of a powerful secret, a secret that had been in his family since the time of Christ. King Godefroy, fearing his secret might be lost when he died, founded a secret brotherhood, the Priory of Sion, and charged them with protecting his secret by quietly passing it on from generation to generation." Langdon paused. "During their years in Jerusalem, the Priory learned of a stash of secret documents buried beneath the ruins of Herod's temple. These documents, they believed, corroborated Godefroy's powerful secret and were so explosive in nature that the church would stop at nothing to get them. Sophie looked skeptical. The priory vowed to recover these documents from the rubble beneath the temple and protect them forever. In order to retrieve the documents from within the ruins, the priory created a military arm, a group of 9 knights called the Order of the Poor Knights of Christ and the Temple of Solomon. Langdon paused, more commonly known as the Knights Templar. Langdon explained how it had taken 9 years, but the knights had finally found what they had been searching for. They took the treasure from the temple and traveled to Europe, where their influence seemed to solidify overnight. Nobody was certain whether the knights had blackmailed the Vatican or whether the church simply tried to buy the knights' silence, but Pope Innocent II immediately issued an unprecedented papal bull that afforded the Knights Templar limitless power and declared them a law unto themselves, an autonomous army independent of all interference from kings and prelates, both religious and political. By the 1300s, the Vatican sanction had helped the knights amass so much power that Pope Clement V decided that something had to be done. Working in concert with France's King Philippe IV, the Pope devised a plan to squash the Templars and seize the secrets they held over the Vatican. Clement issued secret sealed orders to be opened simultaneously by his soldiers all across Europe on Friday, October 13th of 1307. At the dawn of the 13th, the documents were unsealed. Clement's letter claimed that God had visited him in a vision and warned him that the Knights Templar were heretics. Pope Clement had been asked by God to cleanse the earth by rounding up all the knights and torturing them until they confessed their crimes against God. On that day, countless knights were captured, tortured mercilessly, and finally burned at the stake as heretics. Echoes of the event resonate to this day. Friday the 13th is still considered unlucky. Still, despite Clement's best efforts to eradicate them, the knights had powerful allies, and some managed to escape. The Templars' potent treasure trove of documents was Clement's true objective, but it slipped through his fingers. The documents had long since been entrusted to the Templars' shadowy architects, the Priory of Sion. As the Vatican closed in, the Priory smuggled their documents from a Paris preceptory by night onto Templar ships in La Rochelle.